Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a good friend of ours, Stephanie Frank, with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of The Accidental Millionaire. She's a co-founder of the Whole Wealth Institute Business Accelerator. She's been here on the show before. We're glad to have her back. And I understand, folks, she now is a movie star. And so we're going to have to get her to tell us about that. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. I'm so glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, movie star.
You know,
tell us about you being a movie star now.
Well, I'll tell you, we just finished yesterday the premiere of a brand new movie. It's called Pass It On Today. And I'll tell you, anybody who wants to check it out, go to StephanieFrank.com/passiton. And you will be so excited, because what this is the action behind the attraction in The Secret. And a lot of people saw The Secret and said, well, I really understand this attraction thing now. What do I do next? And so what we did was we got together, there's 72 or 76 actually experts in there, and some of the actual experts from The Secret were in the movie as well, and I was one of those people. And my Michael Beckwith is in it, John Astaroff is in it, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, Les Brown, Mark Victor Hansen, and a whole host of other people talking about four areas, and that's wealth, inspiration, success, and happiness. And Jim, mm-hmm. We put together a whole blueprint, I mean, step by step, of what you need to do to learn how to have all these things, how to be who you want, how to have what you want. So you learn it, you live it, and then you pass it on.
Well, and that's what you're doing. And, of course, Brian Tracy's been on our show a number of times. He does that every day and does it very well. Okay, so you were invited to be part of this. And how can we – you say the premiere was last night?
The premiere was last night. As a matter of fact,
when's it going to be available across the country, you think?
You can go to the website right now, and you can actually pre-order some of the DVDs, and that's going to be the best way to get it right now. And then there's a lot of things coming. There's coaching and action packages and all kinds of things. Just get connected. Just get over to that website. Again, that's StephanieFrank.com/passiton. Get over there and get connected, and you're going to hear a lot more information about this really fast. There were, oh my gosh, we filled 2.5 theaters.
Wow.
At least. It was standing room only. They had to actually ask some people to get up and leave because the fire marshal wouldn't allow everybody sitting all over the place. There were people on the stairs and, you know, sitting on the floors. And, people all dressed up, the press, the media, the red carpet was there, the whole thing. We had a press conference in the afternoon. There were about 77 different press, you know, outlets out there. All the mm-hmm. newswires are out there. So you're going to be hearing about this. You're hearing about it first, actually, Jim.
Well, we try to break the news here, but congratulations on that, and we're looking forward to hearing more about it.
Great.
Okay, we got Mother's Day this weekend, and we want to send all of our love out to all of the mothers out there. And Stephanie, what does Mother's Day mean to you?
You know, Mother's Day, I remember Mother's Day growing up as a kid. You know, Mom is such a special person in so many people's lives. And, I mean, she's the one that, in my family anyway, I mean, she's the one I remember doing all kinds of fun little things with her as a kid, little craft projects. And she used to have us help her make cookies. And just, Mom always made me feel just really, really special. And I'm excited about Mother's Day. My mother lives quite a ways away now, but she's actually moving to my state, and so it'll be kind of interesting.
It'll be closer, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But Mother's Day is a wonderful place.
One of the things that that you talk about a lot are what you call five things your mother never told you about being wealthy.
True.
Talk to us about that.
Exactly. Well, you know, we hear so many things all of our life, Jim. I mean, we hear things, you know, work hard. You've got to work hard, and money doesn't grow on trees. And well, maybe we're rich. We're not rich, but at least we're happy, you know. And we hear all of these things, and they're kind of cliches. And we hear them from our teachers, from our mothers, our fathers, our aunts, our uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring these things in. You know, these are our thought processes that we bring into our adult life, and we really believe that money and wealth and success and happiness and all those things are not really that attainable. And the truth is, it's a lot more attainable than you think it is. And, you know, we believe that we don't have things, and so therefore we don't have things. So you're absolutely right.
Don't mothers teach us how to be happy, whether we have things or not? And therefore, you know, one of the things I like to say, Stephanie, is if you can't figure out how to be happy without stuff, you're not going to be happy with stuff. What do you think?
You know, I think that's so right. You know, there's an action behind that. And you know what that is? And that's gratitude. And one of the things that mothers do teach us is, you know, we can be happy. It's just being us. And I think that's so fantastic. You know, if you're not having all of the success that you want right now, and, you know, maybe you're struggling for some cash or maybe your business isn't going as well as you want, the very first thing that you need to do is sit down and be grateful for what you do have, even the smallest little thing. It could be that you've got shiny shoes or that you've got a roof over your head, whatever. But start really, really small, because that is one thing that every successful person I know, that I personally know, they are so grateful for what they do have.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is in order to do that, in order to be grateful and in my opinion, to be successful at being grateful, and that's something you don't often hear people say, what do you mean being successful, being grateful? I think you've got to have a little bit of patience, don't you?
You do. You have to have patience. As a matter
because
of fact,
you're talking about taking small steps. What you're saying is it probably isn't going to happen all at once.
Well, and it doesn't. You know, I was talking with John Assaroff yesterday, and he's a founder of One Coach, and he was talking about the law of time, you know, and the law of time essentially means that, you know, you can wish for something, you can wait for something, and you can think it, believe it, be grateful for it. You can, you know, have a great picture of it in your mind, and it always takes time to get there. So patience, along with the gratitude, is a formula for getting what you want. You know, and there's another piece, Jim, and that's you've got to recognize it when it shows up. You know, most people if you spend so much time saying, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? It could be happening all around
and
you.
And you don't recognize. That's like the old joke about the guy who drowned, and he asked God, why didn't you save me? He said, well, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What did you want?
Exactly.
Stand by Stephanie Frank, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Accidental Millionaire and now a movie star. She and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after the hour. Happy Mother's Day, mothers.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my,
Stephanie Frank is our guest and our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust. And Stephanie, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. It's at StephanieFrank.com. StephanieFrank.
And the book is The Accidental Millionaire, and that's available where?
At all the bookstores and Amazon.com, or you can get a special package at AccidentalMillionaire.com that you can't get in the bookstore.
All right, so check that out, folks, and be sure to see if it's something that you would be interested in, and I think you probably will be. Stephanie, we're talking about five things our mothers never told us about being wealthy. The art of leverage is one of the things that you talk about. What do you mean by that?
You know, moms are the greatest. You watch a mom, you see leverage in action, Jim. I'll tell you. Moms can do 33 things at once. I don't know how they get so much done that they get done. You know, they write thank you notes while they're putting on their makeup, while they're feeding the babies, while they're doing the laundry. How do they do all this stuff? And, you know, moms today, too, juggle family plus job plus, you know, career in many cases. Many of them are business owners. It's the juggling act is amazing. So if you want great leverage, you just talk to a mom about how to. And you know, the bottom line is, Jim, leverage is just nothing more than getting more done with less,
right?
And using resources appropriately to duplicate yourself, to duplicate your efforts, to make your efforts go further, so that you literally, instead of just having 24 hours in a day, you literally get the work done as though you had 240 or 2400
exactly.
hours in a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is that when you aren't using any of this leverage you're talking about, and I really encourage people to start using that word, start contemplating the word leverage. I think it's a powerful word, Stephanie. But when you're not doing that, you wind up being what one of my mentors used to say, 100% extension of yourself.
Oh my goodness, you do. And tired.
Isn't that a great?
Yeah. And you get to be tired.
Right. But when you learn how to leverage, when you learn how to delegate, when you learn how to get other people to follow you, when you can aggregate the brain power and the energy of others, that's one of the keys to wealth, isn't it?
It is one of the major, major keys to wealth. You know, if you think about you and Donald Trump, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, there's an ocean between us. There really isn't. The only thing that he knows how to do better than anybody is leverage, and that's to get more out of people. Right. And there's a lot of ways to leverage. It's not just leveraging people. You can leverage ideas. You can leverage time. You can leverage money. You can leverage other people's thoughts. You can leverage systems. There are tons and tons of ways to get more out of things. And he's an expert.
I still have better hair, though, Stephanie.
well, who doesn't?
Exactly right. What are some other things that our mothers never told us about being wealthy?
You know, there's one thing that I think moms do really, really well, and I'm kind of glad that they don't tell us this particular thing, and that is you have to be smart to be wealthy. You know, moms always tell us, you know, you're perfect just the way you are. Mm-hmm. And I love that because the more smart that you are, the smarter that you are, sometimes that can really get in your way. Mm. And so moms tell us you don't have to be smart to be wealthy. They're really kind of right, actually,
mm-hmm.
because wealth, and intelligence really, it's about getting things done or getting to what you want, reaching your goal in a way that gives you joy, in a way that gives you happiness, not just necessarily barreling through and using all your smarts to make things complex. That's what usually happens.
You know, I know a lot of people who are wealthy, and not all of them are highly intelligent.
That's true.
Actually, they have a way of looking at the world that allows them to accumulate wealth.
Well, you know, and it's a way of thinking that, you know, is really actually kind of childlike when you think about it. You know, I made my first million in business when I was 22 years old. Not because I was all that smart. I was actually, I did a lot of things wrong. But nobody told me that I couldn't do it that way. And if you can adopt that kind of thinking as an adult and say, instead of thinking of all the reasons why you can't do something, pretend that you're back in, you know, that you're a three-year-old or a five-year-old, right? Three-year-olds and five-year-olds, they don't know that they can't. They don't contemplate going up a huge flight of stairs and sit at the bottom of the staircase and go, wow.
That's one
of
the main things. If you talk to successful entrepreneurs and if you ask them, how did you pull this off? More likely than not, they'll say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Exactly. That's exactly true.
Usually wind up doing something other people think is impossible or they think they shouldn't be doing. Entrepreneurs are the kind of folks who say, you know what? I think I'm going to give that a shot. I think I can try that. And they just didn't know they weren't supposed to. Stephanie, give us your website one more time, please.
Sure. It's www.stephaniefrank.com.
And the book is called The Accidental Millionaire. Tell us again about the movie, the title.
It's called Pass It On Today.
Pass It On Today. So look for that, folks, in a theater near you. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Stephanie Frank, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, on the other side of these messages with our good friend, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott.
Sorry.
Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. for Matt Pearson, Human Resources. Press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.